Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Craig Stadtmiller bringing you this week's update. For those who may be new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. We proudly operate without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What that means is simple and powerful. Everything that is donated, whether it's time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. And that mission has been changing lives for more than five decades. But here's something important to understand about Camp Courageous. The only way we are able to continue this life-changing work is through the support of people just like you. Through communities who believe that individuals with disabilities deserve incredible experiences, dignity, and opportunity. And the good news is, becoming a partner with Camp Courageous is easier than most people think. Some people volunteer their time, some donate supplies or materials, some businesses sponsor events or donate auction items, others support the camp financially. There's so many ways to help, and every single one of them matters. So thank you to the thousands of people who over the years have supported Camp Courageous. It has been another busy week with the Camp to You program, traveling to Milestones Adult Day Health Center in Marion, and providing an exciting and entertaining program that engaged campers, drew hearty laughs, and left everyone with feelings of camaraderie and joy. The travel program rounded up an energetic group of campers for a full-on tilt between the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders and Sioux City Musketeers. As soon as the puck dropped, the Rough Riders seized control, scoring early and often, reining in six goals in the opening period. Campers and crowd alike roared with approval. However, the Musketeers stormed back, forcing overtime and then a shootout that saw the Musketeers come away with the win. It was a roller coaster night of exhilarating moments and ultimately a comeback from the visitors. Then, just days later, travel program departed with the group for San Francisco. They overcame some delayed flights by creating their own fun and adventures in the terminal, hamming it up together with group photos and tasting the local fare. Finally, they were able to arrive at their destination and take on classics the city has to offer, from lunch with a view of the Golden Gate Bridge, chocolate from Ghirardelli Square, and of course those winding streets. They are having a great time and still creating memories for a couple of more days in the city by the bay. Here at camp, we make preparations in anticipation for the spring and summer camp season. Now, many listeners are familiar with the Manchester Garage Sale, which has become Camp Courageous' largest fundraiser. But not everyone knows the incredible story of how it all began. And it's a story that actually involves this very radio station. Let's rewind the clock to the summer of 1974. That summer, the very first campers came to what was then simply called Camp Courage. There were 211 campers that first year. The dream was big, the mission was powerful, but the reality was tough. By the end of that first summer, the camp was nearly $20,000 in debt, and many creditors were becoming concerned. $20,000 in 1974 was a lot of money. The future of the camp was uncertain, but something remarkable happened. Two men had an idea. Tate Cummins and Jerry Brady, who was the general manager of WMT Radio at the time. They came up with a creative idea that would ultimately save the camp. They decided to host what they called the world's largest garage sale. On November 1st and 2nd of 1974, the sale was held at Hawkeye Downs in Cedar Rapids. People from all over eastern Iowa donated items. Some items came from as far away as Charles City and Muscatine. And something truly incredible happened. Somewhere between 750 and 1,000 volunteers showed up to help. People coming together to help a brand new charity that most people had barely even heard of. When the sale was finished, it had raised $10,000, and along with a few smaller fundraisers, it was enough to pull the camp out of debt. But the impact didn't stop there. WMT also provided desperately needed publicity for what was then a brand new and largely unknown charity. That incredible support helped introduce Camp Courageous to communities all across Iowa. And as more people learned about the camp, more organizations stepped forward to help. Groups like Beta Sigma Phi Sorority, the Eagles, the VFW, and the VFW Auxiliary all adopted Camp Courageous as statewide fundraising projects. The mission started to grow. The community support grew, and the camp survived. Now, here's where the story gets even better. After that first garage sale at Hawkeye Downs, a gentleman named Alfred Egger headed back home to Manchester, Iowa, and he had a thought. He said, "We could do that right here in Manchester." And he did. He started a garage sale out of his own home. And that small idea eventually grew into what we now know as the Manchester Garage Sale, which today is the largest fundraiser for Camp Courageous. All because a community believed in a mission and because people were willing to step forward and help. Today, more than 50 years later, Camp Courageous now serves thousands of campers every year. The camp has grown from 40 acres to over 400, from a handful of buildings to more than 35 fully accessible facilities, and from a dream to one of the largest year-round camps for individuals with disabilities in the entire country. But one thing has never changed. Camp Courageous still depends on the same thing it did back in 1974. People who care, people who volunteer, people who believe in giving individuals with disabilities the opportunity to experience joy, independence, friendship, and adventure, and support families and caregivers as well. So if you've ever wondered how you could help, let me encourage you. Become a partner, volunteer, support the Manchester Garage Sale, attend an event like our annual omelet breakfast here at camp on April 26th, or simply tell others about the mission. Because when communities come together, amazing things happen and lives are changed. Until next time, thank you for listening. Thank you for believing in this mission. Thank you for supporting our campers, and thank you for your interest in being part of the Camp Courageous family.